Lecture 4, Young Luther Against Himself.
We were talking in the last lecture about the art of dying well, of how to face death in the late Middle Ages when you've got a serious worry about God's judgment, and contrasting that with the earlier medieval piety that I called the Augustinian paradigm of spirituality, where life is a journey, and you're getting better all the time, and eventually you get home, and you belong there, you actually deserve to be there. That journey metaphor is in one way less personal than this terror of facing God, which I suggested to you in the very first lecture was a little bit like a little kid opening the door to his father's study or her father's study and having to face the judgment of her father when she's done something awful. It's very personal. What will you hear from this person who matters the most to you in the world? Suppose this father is God. What will you hear? What will you say? How can you possibly be justified in God's sight? That's really an overriding concern of late medieval piety, and it really gives you a different paradigm for spirituality than this journey metaphor. So let's think about this new paradigm, this paradigm that I associated with the late medieval conscience and the practice of penance and confession, where you're exploring what's in your heart and you're worried that what's in your heart is going to get you damned, that what's in your heart is something God will see and be offended at. The terror of this is literally cultivated in the spiritual practice of confession. You learn to be terrified in this way. People aren't born with this kind of terrified conscience. You learn it by going to a confessor who helps you probe deep into your heart to find things that offend God. And if that's not bad enough, there's something that's even worse, we mentioned, and that's the terror of sudden death, when you don't have the chance to explore what's in your conscience and your heart, and you might discover after dying that you were a mortal sinner. You had a sin that was so offensive to God that you were in hell and you can never get out. Sudden death is the most terrifying thing of all for a late medieval person. That's why the late medieval folks were terrified especially of thunderstorms. Being in a thunderstorm was a little bit like, well, like the way it would feel to us to have a gun put at your head. I mean, imagine this. You've got a gun facing your head. Within 1 second or 2 seconds, you might be dead. That's what it felt like being in a thunderstorm. You know, God is hurling these things from heaven, these lightning bolts. And in the next moment, you may not have another breath to your name. You may be facing the judgment of God, and you may be a mortal sinner, and you may be past hope. What do you do? Well, a young man named Martin Luther, early in the 16th century, was caught in a thunderstorm. He was on his way to his second semester of law school. He was going to become a lawyer and make some good money. His father wanted that. He was going to be an obedient son. But he was caught in a thunderstorm, caught in that moment of terror, the possibility of sudden death, the gun pointed at his head. What can you do? You don't have time to confess your sins. You may have mortal sin in your soul, not being in a state of grace, and you will be utterly helpless to do anything about it. What can you do? What young Luther did is prayed, "Saint Anne, help me! I will become a monk!" It's a famous vow. It's the first words we know of from Luther's lips. "Saint Anne, help me, I will become a monk." He recalls this many years later. Why Saint Anne? Why not God? Well, you see, Saint Anne is a patron saint. And a patron saint is someone in medieval Catholicism who might be an intermediary between you and God. You go to the patron saint the way you would go to someone who has some pull at City Hall, and you need a favor from the mayor. You go to someone who's connected with the mayor, and he gets some pull, and he helps you get what you need, and then you owe him a favor. So he prays to Saint Anne to be his patron, to say, "Help me, I'm helpless, I can't do anything about my state of sin. If I die this moment, I'm going to hell. Please, you know, put in a good word with God so the thunderbolts don't strike me." And then, of course, he owes the patron saint a favor. And that's why he says, "I'll become a monk. I'll become a monk. You know, I'll make it up to you." Well, think of that. The facing of death and the desperate search for something to hang on to, and the desperate uncertainty about whether it's going to do any good.